It is the Annunciation today, friends. Happy Feast Day. And this is also the 37th day of Lent, where we are reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons. St. Alphonsus has some wonderful thoughts on the Annunciation that we would like to share with you. So here's the setting. The angel Gabriel goes to Mary and says, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." She's troubled by his words. Now, why is she troubled? Well, as the conversation goes on, and it becomes obvious that she's going to conceive, have a king, and his kingdom's going to have no end, and this kind of is not fitting with her state of life. Because she's betrothed to Joseph. She says, "How can this be? For I'm a virgin," suggesting that she's going to have no marital relationships with Joseph. She's ever virgin. So a lot of the stuff that the angel is saying just kind of doesn't make sense without the eyes of faith. So why is she troubled? Is she troubled because she's going to now have to explain this to her mom? She's troubled because she's worried about what other people are going to think, especially those that she serves with in the temple. Is she troubled about what the town is going to start saying about her? St. Alphonsus says, no, this is not why she's troubled.
Why was she troubled? Was it that she feared an illusion? No, the text is clear. She was troubled at his saying. This trouble then proceeded entirely from her humility. Hence, the more she heard herself praised, the more deeply did she enter into the depth of her own nothingness. St. Bernardine of Siena writes that had the angel said, "O Mary, thou art the greatest sinner in the world," her astonishment would not have been so great. The sound of such high praises filled her with fear.
So Mary is troubled by the words because she realizes what great favor is coming upon her. And it's out of humility that she's troubled. In other words, this is too good. I'm not worthy.
It's like, are you looking for somebody else?
Right. So it's a profound response of humility that she's troubled. Not because she doubts that God could do such a thing. Not that God could work this whole thing out. It's simply that God is being so good to her. Mary, by her humility, became the mother of her Creator. St. Jerome said that God chose her to be his mother more on account of her humility than all of her other sublime virtues. He would not, however, for the greater glory and merit of his mother, become her son without her consent. He would not take flesh from her, says the Abbot William, unless she gave it. So today in the Annunciation, we celebrate Mary's yes to God. God was waiting for her consent. God would have not forced himself and said, "You must give me your flesh so that I could come into this world." Though Mary submitted her life, she said yes. We celebrate this. St. Alphonsus and many other spiritual writers are all in agreement on this point, that Mary understood the Old Testament prophecies of the Messiah better than the prophets who wrote them. So she knew a Messiah was coming. And as the angel began to speak to her, she probably had these light bulbs going off, realizing, I'm the mother of the Savior. How unworthy, how good God is to me. And so she's troubled by these words. But St. Alphonsus also goes another step further. He also says that Mary begins to grieve because she understands the great sorrow that her son must go through.
And that brings me to this point. And upon his head, a bundle of thorns to represent a crown, but fashioned like a helmet, so as to fit close upon the whole of his sacred head. Stripping him, they put a scarlet cloak about him, and padding a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand. And when the thorns, by the pressure of their hands alone, could not be made to penetrate deeper into the divine head, which they were piercing, with the self-same reed, and with all their might, they battered down that barbarous crown, and spitting upon him, they took the reed and struck his head. I just feel like I can't even read the descriptions of Jesus' passion without becoming sad. But I think that's a good thing, because this is our Savior. And this is these weeks leading up to Easter are a great time to meditate upon his passion. I mean, the entire year is a great time to meditate upon his passion, but in particular right now. And I love that St. Alphonsus is really diving into being descriptive and, you know, every moment, like talking about what Jesus was going through during these times. Like there's so much more that we could say, but we just don't have enough time to go through it all. So but it's so beautiful.
So if you want to read the whole sermon, it'll be in the description. Friends, thank you so much for watching today. Please like and share the video and pray the rosary with us. Link right up there. We'll see you tomorrow.